ends like this. You get a phone call and it says, hello, can you hear me? And you say, yes, I can hear you. Well, your voice has just been recorded. Now, this is a little crazy, and a lot of these services that you sign up for, they record you saying yes to agree to a contract.
Exactly.
And that is legally binding because
yes.
they have literally your voice print saying yes. Well, you know, watch for that, obviously, to face some challenges where they're going to have to do some kind of two-factor authentication. But, yeah, this I remember being talked to about a phone-changing service, and we wound up on a long-distance billing service that took us forever to get rid of, and that a standard slamming operation.
Now, something about that, though, I don't understand. And when I got to thinking about this later after reading that information from a bona fide source for me, is how does that work? Why do they need to get my voice to say yes? Do they have other information or something?
And presumably so then they would combine it with other information.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. And then the company says, well, is this your voice? And you go, well, I guess so, but I never ordered this. Well, they said, well, that's your voice, so you must have agreed to it. Mm-hmm. So if you ever challenge it or anything. So I don't understand why they can't just use yes. Why do they need a recording of my voice saying yes? That's the part I don't quite get.
It gives them more leverage, and I think it would allow them to sort of this is one of the things I think that preys on older people.
Possibly.
Who may get confused or something. But it's just, there's just so many insidious scams right now. It's just, wah!
So if anybody asks you, can you hear me now? You can say, well, I think so.
Yeah.
Or say, well, last I checked. Or some smart-ass answer that just doesn't make it so that they can use it for nefarious purposes like this. So,
by the way, this program has served a good purpose. I was told by the boss of the radio station here, Carl, that he was going through his computer and suddenly gets a pop-up, Windows critical error, call this number. Well, he called, and it was an offshore voice. And then the guy says, well, I need this and this. And all of a sudden, the red flags waved, the little red beacon started going off, and he terminated the call. And when you see one of these, don't go near it click-wise. Go to your power button and hold it down until the computer shuts down and it dumps the stuff that's in RAM memory.
Well, that's good. Very good tip, because some of these nefarious people have gotten to the point of where they know that you'll click the X to get out of it and close the window, but that action right there is actually bait to get the malware to load.
And so, even Microsoft wasn't below that trick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with the Windows 10 upgrade.
Exactly.
Course.
That was not popular.
They are still picking up the pieces from that one.
I had to laugh. I answered the phone. I believe it was on my cell phone, actually, at work, and my personal cell phone at work. And they said, oh, this is from Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. And I just started laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, seriously, when are you guys going to give up on this scam? Click. They hung up on me. And it was so annoying. Next time I'm going to egg them on with something or another if I have time and waste their time. And they're not going to get anything out of me. And if I feel like entertaining myself that way. But anyway, be very, very careful is the point. You can't be
Don't
too be careful
Don't be afraid.
These days.
Be prudent.
Well, in reality, some people might say, that's it. I'm done. No more computers and that sort of thing. That is certainly one approach. But there are so many different angles where your identity can be taken. Or there's mess ups. I had a mess up on the phone bill, which was some computer deal. I don't know if it was a hacking or whatever. And when I called and said, why is this way? They said, oh, you're one of 40,000 people that got affected by this computer glitch. And I'm like, well, why was there this computer glitch? And they said they caught it themselves. And there was only a 3-day period or something like that where people who get sent bills in that time frame, blah, blah, blah. And that's why it was that way. And I was just like, man, so no matter what you do, I mean, even if I didn't have a computer, because I didn't even use a computer to it was a paper bill, and I called. And so the computer's there, goofing up things, whether you want it to be or not. So you can't stay away from this stuff, even if you don't have your own computer.
Automation just lets you screw up faster.
Well, or it screws you up faster, or whether you have connectivity or not.
Yeah.
And that's a case of where the phone bill, the phone company's computer got messed up. So anyway, my point is that if you you know, say, well, I'm going to solve that problem by not having a computer. Sorry. It happens anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, don't be afraid of the technology.
No, not at all.
You hear us say this over and over here. Yes, you can go all Kaczynski and live in a hole and do all your correspondence with a number two pencil on a legal pad if you want. But this show is for the people who do reach out and embrace the various technologies, and we'd like to give you little tips and hints and on the goodies and gadgets and gizmos.
That's what it's all about.
So, if you want to follow along, some of the stories we love to read for you here get curated through our Boomer Tech Radio magazine on Flipboard. Now, Flipboard is a news aggregating app. It's available for the iOS or the Android system. So Brenda and I, who have opposing tablets, she has an Android, I have an iPad, and it used to be the other way around.
Right. You have a newer iPad. I have your old Android, and my brother has my old iPad.
But Flipboard lets us both look at the same stories that we're considering during the week. And right off the bat, and this reminds me, remember when we were at CES, Brenda? Now, the audience isn't going to remember this because this will be the first time they've heard this. And we were commenting because we were walking out of the resort there, Mandalay Bay, which has these beautiful golden tinted windows.
Mm-hmm.
And the afternoon light was bouncing off those windows and putting this really cool glow on the parking lot where we were walking. Remember how stunning it was?
Yeah, that was really interesting.
It was just it was only perfect for that short amount of time. Well, on a similar note, sometimes, you know, you'll be sitting there and sunlight will bounce off a building or maybe a car window and just light up the room.
That's,
and it's free. You're not turning on any lights
or
anything.
That's called a sun glint.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For a long time. Yeah.
Look for it to gain much more adoption from – okay, ordering something from Target or Kmart or even Walmart or through their online portal, it's a tedious process. You select the item, then you go to the order form. Are you sure this is what you want? Instead, click, boom, it's on its way.
Right. So you get what you get. So parents, be wary.
Yeah.
Have the kid acts in there, right? And the one thing about one-click checkouts is that it usually references a credit card that's on file. And that card, then if you have an expiration date on that, and it'll let you know. It's like, oh, no, can't verify it. You got to go in and change whatever. Or if you don't like the fact that your credit card is online and stored there, that's one of the things you have to be aware of with OneClick, is that it does keep that. So if there's a big hacking like Target had or mm-hmm. whatever, your information could be out there. So it all cycles back more like we started the episode with, is you have to be very vigilant with your stuff and your equipment.
Now, the most common way of paying stuff eventually is going to be a unified experience using your mobile device that you unlock biometrically or with your unique code that only you should know. Somebody could steal your phone, but if they try too many times to unlock it, it turns into a brick and you are inconvenienced. But your mobile device is rapidly turning into your mobile wallet, more secure than a credit card because somebody can steal or copy the credit card, whereas the mobile device is set up to only do a transaction at a particular time, in a particular place, one time.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
E-wallets, I think, are a little different than what you're talking about, though, right?
But this is kind of an evolution of the e-wallet.
Well, that's true.
Is device payment.
Yeah. I haven't seen that take off a lot for people. Because I don't know a lot about it, I just kind of feel like, well, how secure is that? And it's one of those things where how long before you get hacked is kind of sort of not if, it's when.
Yeah.
So this is something that I'm sure that the banking institutions and whatnot and the retailers are going to have to really be vigilant with and really take security seriously. Until that improves a little bit, I'm like, well, I'll still use, you know, Benjamin's and Washington's and Jefferson's.
Right now, though, you've got the problem of everybody wants to rule the world in this case. You got Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, PayPal, Stripe, Google Wallet,
That's one of the reasons that hasn't taken off very well, I think, is because it's not a universe like Visa.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Visa e-wallets. On a universal, everybody takes it.
Well, PayPal has acquired an organization called Paydiant, a company called Paydiant that will increase their reach. So look for deals to start being cut. We're in the early days of e-banking.
I think so.
We could wind up with some kind of blockchain technology like Bitcoin becoming the one currency to rule them all when it comes to e-commerce. Now, a side effect of all this, of course, Amazon has opened their storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brick and mortar store where you go in and because people say, well, I don't want to buy off the internet because I want to pick it up. I want to handle it. I want to look at it. I want to feel it in my hand and then put it in my cart and haul off with it. Then you go stand in line, et cetera. These Amazon retail stores have everything from it's like your what's the Dollar Tree store or whatever, you know, where you've got a little bit of everything. In a store location. But in this case, as you put stuff into your basket and head for the door, the system notes what you're going out the door with.
So like RFID tags
you accordingly.
Or
yeah.
That would be interesting. And
that means that these stores only have somebody there to, and if you've got robotic systems restocking the shelves, guess what? You could have a whole 5,000, 10,000 square foot store with 3 to 6 people running it.
Right. But it might also be very efficient for your inventory.
Yeah.
And that's already kind of in place with the way UPC codes are and whatever.
Yeah.
But it also might cut down on shoplifting.
Yeah.
And so that keeps costs down for everyone because shoplifting, somebody has to pay for that.
Exactly.
And we as consumers, that gets distributed to the consumers.
The side effect of this, and, you know, I put this up on my Facebook feed. California politicians have been patting themselves on the back and crowing very loudly about $15 an hour. And it's a good way to buy votes. But if you make labor too expensive, what do businesses do?
Automate,
they
cut back
go
somehow.
Out of business, right. Or they cut back, or they cut expenses.
Or they can up their prices, but then the consumer doesn't pay, so they got to find
that
balance.
Well, then the people
somewhere
who just got a bigger paycheck, thanks to the politicians, now have to pay more for stuff.
Right. That's the way it
works.
So
that's a vicious cycle. But what's going to happen, though, is that a lot of these jobs, and it's the same with clerical jobs, with medical billing jobs, a lot of these jobs where you're going to have one or two supervisors, and then the rest of it is all done in the box.
Yep.
All that has happened with these wage boosts in cities like San Francisco is that they have simply accelerated the pace of the absolute elimination of these jobs.
I might be weird, but I'm kind of looking forward to robotics and fast food because the robot's probably not going to mess up
probably
your order.
Probably not get it as bad.
Yep. Unless the equipment is all messed up, in which case a lot of people have a messed up order, but
it's Boomer Tech Radio. I'm Bob. She's Brenda. This is tech news that you can really use, and we'll have more of it right after this.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work, something that's earned Advanced Automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
This February 14th, bring your special Valentine to Wind River Resort and Casino. In Elements Lounge, it's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds performing from 6 to 9 p.m., featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Joe Larson on trombone, and yours truly, Linda Bott, singing my favorite romantic standards. Make your reservations today. Call 243-3377 and make your Valentine's a night to remember.
Good, honest, reliable. More than two decades ago, an auto repair shop opened in Reading based on those simple principles. Advanced Automotive is still family-owned, continuing on with those same ideals. So simple, yet rare in today's world. Modern cars and light trucks have grown more complex in the past 20-plus years, but those founding concepts still hold just as much importance when it comes to safety, reliability, and value for your dollar. Advanced Automotive of Reading promises that your vehicle will be serviced confidently by a technician with the training and knowledge to make professional repairs. Read what your friends and neighbors have to say about Advanced Automotive by going to RepairPal.com, where you can get an instant estimate of what you can expect to pay for your service or repair. Honest work at a fair price. It's not all that complicated. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 244-4423, or stop by 5756 F West Side Road.
And Boomer Tech Radio, of course, brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Reading with our great theme music composed and performed by George Wood. Got it off the PodSafe Music Network when we started this show 7 years ago. And still going strong.
One kind of go back here to the end of the first segment, mm-hmm. Or the last segment, I should say, is go on to our Boomer Tech
magazine.
Flipboard magazine thing, and read this article from the Huffington Post on e-commerce technology trends that will take center stage this year is the title of the article. And there's more than what we were talking about. It's a really well-done article, and some very interesting stuff in here. And it's very informative. So go check that out. It's a good one.
Yep. And we hope you subscribe to Boomer Tech Radio Magazine because we like to see the little numbers change. Small numbers, but getting bigger.
Well, let's hope so.
For those of you who have bought a computer a couple of years ago with Windows 7 and you're perfectly happy with it, you like the way it works, and you've been resisting the pressure to be assimilated into Windows 10.
Resistance is futile.
Right? A lot of people, though, have been very satisfied with Windows 7.
It's very stable.
Yeah, it's very stable, has a familiar interface. And some people just don't have, their computer just doesn't have the horsepower to run Windows 10. Now, Microsoft stopped all official sales of Windows 10 last October. They're counting down to what's called the end of support. And, of course, the OS has been around actually since 2009. Seems like it hasn't been. And the reason why it seems more recent than that is a lot of people hung on to XP until the very bitter end, until they had no choice.
Right.
Because XP was a good operating system.
Yep. In fact, I have an older computer that's on XP. And so, of course, what I did was I disconnected it from the internet because it was wide open after a while. Since the security updates and that sort of thing were no longer supported, it became wide open to malware after a certain point. So before that happened, I just took it offline, and it remains a computer that's used, you know, locally, if you will. Yep. It's not hooked to the internet or anything like that. It still has some functions, and it has some older programs on it, older versions of current Microsoft Office programs that I like the older elements of the older version better. So I hang on to that because I like to use those particular features, which will import into the newer versions, at least for a while.
Now, your machines, I will mention here for those just tuning us, you work for a government agency, and you're still using 7 on your Windows machines.
But right? I see that's a good thing because it looks like that Windows 7 is going to remain properly viable, as I would put it. That is, you know, have updates and everything through early January of 2020.
Yeah. So if you're, let's say you are a senior citizen who has a computer that you're very happy with, you're good for at least 3 more years. So, and even after that, it'll be like there are still machines out there running XP.
Wait a minute.
That don't do much. Yes, I know. I am a senior citizen.
You don't have to be a senior citizen. Yeah.
Or if you're just stubborn.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being stubborn. For one thing, Windows 7 is a good operating system. And there's, unless you have some overwhelming reason to upgrade to Windows 10, there really isn't any need.
Yeah.
And for one thing, I don't really like their Edge browser, which is a replacement to Internet Explorer. I'm not real thrilled with it.
Internet Explorer.
Well, a lot of people don't. Unfortunately, for some things, that's what it's primarily designed to run on, and it doesn't play well with Chrome. Everything doesn't always play well with every browser. You'd think there'd be some standardization, but of course there isn't. It drives you crazy. I guess it's like cars, you know? If there was one perfect model that did everything for everybody.
Detroit Auto Show would be really boring.
Everybody would have the same car, right? It just doesn't work that way. So hang on to your Windows 7 if you like.
Yeah. So for the time being, you're probably good with your Windows 7 machine until you're ready to go to something that and Windows 10 is getting rid of a lot of the teething problems. It's actually one of the better operating systems to come out. It certainly beats the daylights out of 8.
Oh, dreadful.
Yep. There was no Windows 9, by the way, for those of you who are going, wait a minute, the numbers are missing here.
Yeah, there's some odd things there. Eventually, though, you get forced into upgrading your hardware or your software or both. Mm-hmm. For one of the things I discovered, I got a new computer at work and I finally got it set up. I have 8 gig of RAM on it, 8 gig of memory. And I was rather delighted with that because the older version had 4, which actually I had to upgrade to 4.
Yeah.
And so what happens is these upgrades in operating systems sometimes have more overhead in them. In other words, they take up more of your computer's brain and operating space. So you got to give it some headroom with a lot of memory. And your older equipment just can't handle it sometimes.
Right.
And sometimes you can't upgrade your older equipment to handle it either. And then processors, they still are getting faster and cheaper. And so eventually, it's like a new car. You need to upgrade your equipment if you're going to stay up with how things are. And then there's changes to websites and things that take advantage of newer operating systems or newer browsers or something like that. And so you get forced to do it again because you got incompatibility problems. Mm-hmm. That's what it gets down to.
So a brand new – now, when I bought my Dell laptop a couple of years ago, we bought it at Costco, and it was a Windows Signature Edition. Now, at the time, it was running 7, and I have since successfully upgraded it to 10. But it was a Signature Edition, and what's neat about buying the Microsoft Signature Edition computers is they don't come with a load of crapware.
All that
free programs.
Which are usually a pain in the butt.
Yeah, which are trying to get you to buy paid versions of everything from disk copiers to antivirus and services you don't really need. It's like when you install a printer, HP wants to shove all this junk down onto your computer that just bogs it down. Example here in this story that we picked up off of Fox Business, usually if you're buying a computer online, now when I bought my CyberPower gaming PC online, it came with an absolute crystal clean version of Windows, no junk on it. But if you, the reason they can sell these computers so cheap,
right, is it's subsidized.
Best Buy and Kmart and all these places,
they're being paid
heavily subsidized by the junkware.
Right. So essentially, what you're doing is you're these companies are buying ads on your brand new computer, and yes, you may get it cheaper, but there is a price for that. Well, there is a way to unload all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The useless wear that you don't want.
Yeah. So, great example here. If you want to look at this article that's in Fox News, and this is very typical. Your screen is covered with icons of stuff you've never heard of, and when you go to try to uninstall it, it tries to install something else. As part of the routine, and the computer just immediately bogs down. What should be a good, fast-running computer will take 20 minutes to load a web page. Well, if you're not a patient sort, hi, Brenda, that can be very...
Raspberries.
It's
handy, though, to be impatient sometimes.
Yeah. So there's actually a neat little utility program that helps you clean up a constipated computer. It's called Slim Computer from Slimware Utilities. It keeps a database of all this stuff that's being foisted off on the buying public, helps you identify it on a new Windows PC, select all the stuff you don't want. It steps you through the uninstall routine for each. And it helps get rid of programs that you don't even see obviously showing up, but they're running in the background and generally speed up your computer. So then there's another option. I guess I can say this on the air. PC Decrapifier.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, they go in and they look at... look at what is running on your computer. Say, okay, do you really need this? Do you need 3 different antivirus programs running? And it's the things like the Norton security package or the McAfee package that wants to upgrade you and all like that. You can dump those things, get rid of them, and install something like AVG or Komodo or one of the free programs that, along with Windows Defender, will give you just as good a protection.
Yep. And if you go load something, It could be a game. It could be even a program you have paid for. Recently, I loaded Chrome, the Chrome browser, on a new computer. And you be sure you read the little boxes that they have you check on there. Any one of these, even if you don't, you know, it's a bona fide, legit download. There's what they call potentially unwanted programs on there that are hiding in that, in the sense that, you know, one of the reasons Chrome is free is because they want to turn your computer into a, you know, automatically have the Chrome be your browser and things like that. And there's
some of them
and get updates.
Steer you to a sponsored website.
Exactly, exactly. So be really careful. And if there's any of those boxes to check, make sure that you're reading what it is.
Yeah.
And then they always want to load the toolbar. Java's famous for that. Oh, you know, put this toolbar up as an automatic thing and say, no.
My mom, bless her heart, was complaining that she couldn't get to her email. I fired up her computer and she had 10 stacked toolbars on her browser to the point where her viewing window was about the size of a postcard. And she goes, I don't know why it does that. I every time she would go to download something, she would get, add this toolbar. Yeah, I go through, get rid of them all. And it was good for about 3 weeks.
They're automatically checked.
Yeah. It's checked and
yeah, you have to uncheck it. So this is one of you get it unless you opt out of it. That really annoys me. You really should have to opt in every time, not opt out. That is so annoying. But anyway. So much for
and
my
these record. Hijacking programs actually set it up so it's almost impossible to download the programs that are intended to clean them off. They're just insidious.
Yep.
So
that's the nice thing about the computer that you got. Yeah, you may have paid a little bit more because you weren't. It wasn't a subsidized one with all of this garbage ware on there. But there are others, and there's some programs that come and may actually be malware, and they come out of the chute that way.
Yeah. So one of the most notorious of this lot is McAfee Security Suite. Now, McAfee's a well-known company, but they're in it for the money. Now, they give you these – they provide the McAfee Security Suite at no extra charge, but it's down out-and-out shovelware. McAfee paid to have that put on these particular computers. It slows the computer down quite a bit and eventually would cost you $79 to keep working after the 90-day or 6-month trial. And how many people have shelled out for that?
Yeah, that's true. It's sort of like those magazine subscriptions. Get a free one, give them your credit card, and then when you forget to cancel after the first free one because you decide you don't want it, they charge you for a subscription you don't want. Or they do, you know, like-type things. There's also – you can get other things on there like browsers that you don't want, and they're, you can look up the phrase browser hijackers in Wikipedia. One of the things I found about some of these malwares in this, and a browser hijacker kind of takes over your browsing experience and they want, you know, to probably make suggestions, redirect your surfing to particular websites, show you ads all the time and just generally slow things down and make it a mess. But some of these names just kill you, like Tap Leica, Swift Browse, Better Surf, S-U-R-R-F, Cross Rider, that sounds like a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. We Download, Open Candy, Optimizer Pro, and Do Searches. Some of these website names are just, they're kind of goofy, I've found. And do your homework on them, at least. If you see one, it's like, well, what is that? So go Google the name and see what kind of answers come up, because if it's kind of nefarious or bad, you will find that out very quickly.
Yeah. The blogosphere is very self-correcting on this. Never, ever, E-V-E-R, ever install a piece of software that appears in a pop-up on your browser screen.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yep. It's asking for trouble.
You have just killed your computer if you do that. I don't care what it says. If you get a pop-up warning message, system critical alert, !!
No.
Shut the computer down manually. Hold the power button down until the computer powers off, and then reboot it. If you still get a warning message, then there's a possible problem. But 9 times out of 10, that will turn out to have been a hook to try to get you to install malware.
Probably more like 99 times out of 100.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty low probability, very low probability that you genuinely have that problem.
Your best defense is to spend a few extra bucks and make sure you get a PC from a maker that either guarantees a clean Windows install or at least offers it as an option. Microsoft has clean versions on Surface tablets and the Surface Book laptop. If you go to various stores, you can get what's called, like I said, a signature edition PC offered from major manufacturers. I bought my game computer from Cyber Power, and they do clean installs.
Wait a minute. You told me that was for something else.
Yeah, well, okay, my video editing computer. Because the specifications to do gaming versus video editing are pretty much the same thing. Or you could get a Mac or a Chromebook, of course. Now, I'm sitting here talking about PC problems with an iPad and a MacBook Pro sitting in front of me. So if you really want to save a bunch of money and you want to resurrect an old computer, and I recommended this for somebody close, near and dear to me who was getting rid of a computer, install a version of Linux for just basically browsing and also to clean old files off the computer. Linux is fine, and it will do most things that people want to do.
So this person is that wrote this article in Fox Business, for Fox Business, says that what they did with a Windows 10 machine is to run that full reset that you were talking about, yeah. Right? And I like the comment here, except that it says that it sets the PC back to a pristine state, except for the Microsoft crapware that's on there, like the Edge browser, which I have to agree with. I'm not really impressed with that. In some ways, I like IE better than Edge, quite frankly. It's a bit bizarro. So, you know, for the home user that has some time to fiddle around with some of these things, maybe it's not so bad to go for the really cheap and then, you know, be clear about how to clean that off of there and some ways to deal with it. But for a business person, you really don't have time, or you don't necessarily want to go through the expense of getting this fixed if there's a problem. So it may be worth the extra money up front to get one of the systems that does not have all of this bloatware on it.
Also, if you go to download some of these, even some of the programs that we've talked about during this segment, be careful what you click to download, because a lot of these sites are financed to make money.
Right.
And before you grab the download button, make sure you're clicking the right download button, because there's stuff that is camouflaged as the one you want. And it actually delivers malware onto your computer.
Right. It's sort of like...
Or bonusware, they like to call it.
Well, yeah. Or you go to one of these sites that has a story, you know, the clickbait type sites.
Oh, yeah. Those
and
are
they're
terrible.
So loaded with advertisements, and it says, you know, next or click or whatever, and you're actually clicking in an ad box. You're not furthering the story that you're actually trying to read. It's very deceptive. So if a... site has that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Personally, I would be pretty wary of it, because that's deceptive. And it's designed to get you to click on things that you don't, unintentionally. Mm-hmm. And they're not very upfront about that sort of thing.
Fortunately, most of these sites are downloading things that the ordinary home user wouldn't necessarily download, but do be aware of what you're touching.
Well,
be careful not to touch
what you're ordering. Yeah, yeah. Not touchy.
Okay, so about a year ago, it wasn't even a year. It was less than a year ago. Remember the nutsy craze about Pokemon Go?
Right.
Oh my goodness, it was. It's still
the rage.
Around.
All the rage.
It was all the rage. There was a huge flash, and we said at the time, at the peak of the flash, this is going to die fairly quickly. Well, it did. Both municipalities, jurisdictions, and law enforcement all said, you know, there's a problem here. But there are still hardcore Pokemon Go gamers, and Niantic Labs is doing a Valentine's event.
Well, that might bring some people back.
Getting into the theme of love, a huge increase in what are called lures. The Pokemon attracting devices now last 6 hours. Players should see more of these lures around as they play the virtual reality game. And how for those of you who have been hiding in a cave, Pokemon Go is a game where you use your smartphone's camera and it overlays the game field on what's around you. So you would see an icon representing the critter that you're going after, which you then have to try to capture. And then once you've captured it, you can train it and you have it do battle with – I know I'm confusing the hell out of people right now.
That's okay.
Your eyes are glazing.
It's like, why? I'm sorry. That doesn't appeal. So you don't have to have been living in a cave.
Well, they're
just ignoring it, that sort of thing. But I guess it's kind of fun and people walk around. But, you know, don't fall off the curb and break your leg or get smacked by a bus or something like that. This is going to have all the same problems as the original Pokemon, right?
Yes. Well, the game is changing. I'm going to read this verbatim. Pink Pokemon will now be more common, meaning Chansey, Clefable, Porygon, and others will show up more often, and Cleffa, Igglypuff, and Smoochum will hatch from eggs more often.
You have to be a Pokemon fan.
You have
fan
to be a Pokemon hardcore
to
fan.
To understand all of that. I do like the name Smoochum, though.
Smoochum is
cool. Yeah, Smoochum could be lots of things.
there's a candy avalanche approaching. Players will get double candy for doing pretty much anything in a game. Candy, of course, is what you feed the little virtual. None of this really exists.
Right.
You know?
This is just a.
It's a cultural. It's a Japanese thing.
Well, it's international now. I mean, it always has been. Pokemon have been around for a long time. And they had a television show, right?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
And one of the most famous ones, I know this much about Pokemon, is Pikachu.
Pikachu, yep. Yeah. In fact, we saw a car at the...
it was decorated like Pikachu.
Yeah, it was this little Volkswagen yellow car. It had the jiggly tail.
Was that a Volkswagen Bug?
No. It wasn't a Bug. No, it was some other...
Road Louse.
Road Louse, yes.
Yeah. Road Louse is our term for a little car. Yeah. Itty bitty car.
Yeah. but it was very, very cute. It had little eyes. It had ears.
Yeah.
And it was a cute little car.
Kind of cute.
I expect some college girls driving this thing around.
I don't know. I make no assumption about age, gender, or otherwise. That would I don't think most guys would drive around a Pokemon car, but
no,
you never know.
Well, these days, pretty much anything's open.
That's right.
By the way, we want to report that we are pretty happy with our HBO Now streaming service, unless it is Saturday night.
Friday night, too.
Friday night, yeah. We were trying to watch, because we were on the last episode of Game of Thrones for last year. We're behind the power curve on this.
We're always behind the power curve. We catch up eventually.
We tried to watch it, and it was Friday night going to Super Bowl weekend, and we could not get that thing to work. It was slow.
We watched something on Netflix. Being behind the power curve is fine, really, because that means everybody else high grades the things, and so when we get around to watching something, it's usually pretty good stuff. We heard about it, you know, what everybody else thinks of it first.
Boomer Tech Radio, wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe. Be good to each other.
It takes you to your place of work. It gets your kids to school, practice, recitals, and to visit friends and relatives. It takes you on your adventures, and it brings you home again safely. It's your car or light truck, and for most of us, it's our second biggest investment. So when your vehicle needs routine maintenance or major repairs, it just makes sense to go with the very best. Here in Shasta County, that means one thing, Advanced Automotive. Advanced Automotive is Redding's only shop that's listed on RepairPal.com, part of a nationwide network of shops that are regularly evaluated for superior training, guaranteed fair prices, and excellent customer reviews. And Advanced Automotive backs up their work with something you won't get anywhere else, a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Don't just take my word for it. Log on to RepairPal.com, enter your make, model, and zip code, and read what your friends and neighbors have to say. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Planned Parenthood. Teresa Dalton organized the rally in front of the abortion group's New York City facility.
We are standing together as a pro-life movement to get the attention of our national, state, and local representatives that we want to defund Planned Parenthood.
In some cities, demonstrators were met with counter-protests. The White House taking a slow and steady approach to repealing and replacing Obamacare. We get the latest from correspondent Greg Clugston out of Washington.
Dismantling President Obama's health care law was an urgent rallying cry on the campaign trail. But now in office, President Trump says unwinding the law will take some time. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
We can either do it quickly, as the Democrats did, and end up with a monstrosity, where premiums go up, access is limited, or we can do it right.
Republicans say legislation to replace the health care law should happen this year, but implementing a new plan will take longer. Greg Clugston, The White House.
At the Winter White House in Mar-a-Lago, President Trump spending part of the Saturday golfing with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at one of his courses in Florida. Water has started flowing over an emergency spillway at the nation's tallest dam in Northern California after erosion damaged the main spillway earlier this week. It's the first time the emergency spillway at Oroville has been used in the reservoir's nearly 50-year history. Officials had said they had hoped to avoid that. They said they feared it could cause trees to fall and leave debris cascading into water that would be then rushing toward and into San Francisco Bay. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Michael Medved for Relief Factor with an email that came in from Nicole. She writes, I'm 34 years old and I have severe lower back pain for 20 years and I've been taking prescription painkillers for about 6 to 7 years now. Even when taking those painkillers, it was pain almost every day for me. I'm just completely amazed now that after 2 days of taking Relief Factor, I've had no more back pain. I'm on my fifth day today and so thankful that my fiance suggested that I try this. Thank you, Relief Factor, for giving me my pain-free life back. You should enjoy a pain-free life, too. Everybody should enjoy a pain-free life, of course, and you can do that with Relief Factor. You know what it is? It's all natural. It's a dietary supplement, completely safe. Just read the testimonials. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Use their quick start to get you set up for 3 whole weeks, just $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. ReliefFactor.com.
The House has approved legislation updating privacy protections for emails maintained by third-party service providers such as Google and Yahoo.
The legislation requires the government to obtain a warrant from a court before requiring providers to disclose the content of emails, regardless of how long they have been in storage. Currently, a warrant is not required for communications stored beyond 180 days. Republican Congressman Kevin Yoder of Kansas sponsored the bill, which has widespread support in the House. A similar measure easily passed in the House, but failed to get Senate approval.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Supporters such as Iowa Republican Congressman Tom Graves noted the last time email privacy laws were updated, Ronald Reagan was president and the Chicago Bears were Super Bowl champions. No one injured when a freight train with 3 crew members derailed, dumping more than a dozen cars into the mucky, swollen Cosumnes River in Sacramento. This is townhall.com. At the New York City police planning to put body cameras on all 23,000 of their patrol officers by 2019. It's an ambitious plan, effort that is, that could dwarf all others across the country. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the body camera plan crucial to restoring trust between the officers and the communities they serve. A federal judge ordering the NYPD to block and try body cameras is part of a 2013 ruling. More former Baylor Chancellor and President Ken Starr reportedly is up for a job in the Trump administration.
Foreign Policy is reporting that Starr is the front runner for the International Religious Freedom Office inside the State Department. Starr has long called religious freedom one of his passions. He was forced into retirement last year as president of Baylor University due to this sex assault scandal involving Baylor's football program. Val Dior reporting.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work, something that's earned Advanced Automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com.
Hello, once again, it's Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi.
And I'm Brenda Belongi.
We are analog living in a digital world. Welcome to the show. Goodies, gadgets, gizmos, the tech news that you can use. All brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Now, there's a lot of ways you can keep up with what we're doing here on the show. You can go to BoomerTechRadio.com, where this episode will be posted a few days after it goes on the air at KCNR, our flagship station. Okay, it's our only station, but it's still our flagship station.
Yeah, just because it's
there may be more stations.
Just because it's the only one at the moment doesn't mean that it can't be flagship.
It is our flagship station, yes. Soon to be appearing on iTunes, but you can find this show online. Please tell your friends that we are on TuneIn Radio. And
we have no idea how that happened.
How that happened, but we definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, so. We need to. Whoever did that for us, we appreciate that. And I believe
might have been Rover.
Possibly, but most of our episodes are on there. So if you're wondering, you know, we've had a recent change of format because we're interested in going into the podcast world. And so here we are.
So we talk about just about all things. We don't repair your computer. We're not Kim Commando. We definitely don't have the technical chops of, say, a Leo Laporte. Besides, Leo has a staff.
He has a staff.
Over there at Twit TV.
I would not say that you don't have the technical chops that Leo Laporte does. I have seen otherwise.
You're on
par with him. But what he does have that we do not and probably never will.
Money and a staff.
Right, exactly. He's got things. People telling him things in his ear and that sort of thing. But we don't take calls very often. We don't do the show live very often because schedules just don't do. And then even when we are live, people don't call in anyway. Mm-hmm. So we try to make it fit. So what have we got up for this hour of Boomer Tech?
Well, of course, virtual reality. We keep hearing about the possibilities. And at CES, you couldn't turn a corner without some kind of VR reference. It was the buzzword. It was the user-friendly. It was the
motion sick center.
Yeah, it was the 3D. VR was the 3D of this.
I would say VR is much more viable than 3D television ever
was.
But
the hype is up there it was for 3D a couple of years ago.
Definitely.
Yeah. And content just still is not really forthcoming. You hear a lot of stuff that's in the pipeline, but nothing is really hitting on the street yet. And I think it may be because there's different systems. I still would like to get a headset. You can get every once in a while you'll find the Galaxy Gear on sale for about $79.
Yeah, that's
and for
not
that.
Bad.
That may be actually worth checking out and
for that
keep your Dramamine handy and all that.
Yeah, stuff. Well, there is that, and that's been one of the big problems with virtual reality, as we've talked about before on earlier episodes of Boomer Tech, is that folks are getting motion sick because what they're seeing and what their body feels are not matching up well. And the brain, the eyes, the ears, and the brain are just not in sync.
So Hulu, which is another video streaming service that we used to have some, you know, we tried Hulu for a while, and they were doing weird things like cutting commercials off or into commercials and strange places.
Yeah, I understand it's better now, so might have to check that out again because they had some really interesting programs on there.
That's off-beat programming, Well, let's suppose that they had like a Kung Fu festival or something on Hulu, and you wanted to see it with a bunch of friends. Trouble is, your friends are scattered all over the country, if not the world. Well, Hulu wants to do a VR app where you can actually watch a show with a bunch of friends in a virtual environment. Now, this has got some interesting things. You can watch Seinfeld or any of your other favorite shows right alongside your virtual reality friends. This is an update for Hulu's Gear VR and Rift apps. To support Oculus's latest social features, users will be able to check out the Oculus Avatar in Room features, which will allow everyone to watch 360-degree content together, while paid subscribers will be able to hang out in a virtual room and watch 2D content on the big screen. And hopefully what would be kind of cool to add to this is a audio channel so that you can do an MST3K sort of deal.
Well, in other words, you can talk to your buddies are in there, right?
Yeah, that would be cool. And I could see being able to have, because it's like when you go to one of these film festivals, it would be nice to be able to make comments with your friends without the lady in the row behind you going, shh.
Oh, there is that. Yeah. Well, what if your friends don't live where you are in that sense, right? Or am I not understanding how this works?
So apparently you say, I'm going to host a viewing of some show or other. You know, right. Maybe an episode of – we're going to do a Seinfeld or, God forbid, a Firefly festival in my Oculus Rift room.
Yeah.
So your friends log in from all other, and they're with you in that virtual environment. So everybody's seeing the same thing at the same time. And, of course, you could message back and forth. So it's a shared experience. One of the reasons we like to go to movies in a theater is because we become part of a shared experience.
Right,
The energy. Now, even though the we went last week, we went to go see a movie that just stunned us called Arrival.
Right. It's up for Academy Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with that goofy movie from back in the 1980s called The Arrival. This is just called Arrival, and it's a first contact movie, and it's not about shoot the alien and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well.
Amy West, I can't think of her name, the star. Anyway, the cast, the plot, and even the very relatively unsophisticated special effects were all used to great effect.
Yeah.
So it was not a, you know, if you go to one of these Transformer movies or something like that, I mean, you're just reeling.
Well, yeah, effects are overwhelming.
Yeah,
this was not like that.
This was a paced but very thought-provoking movie.
That was
really
excellent.
Somebody called it what Interstellar could have been.
Yeah.
And before they got it all weird.
It's really interesting. And then after you see it the first time, you're like, okay, I got to go back and see that another time.
Because I'm not going to spoil, but they do zing you in the movie.
Right.
Because you are led down a certain path of the director leads you in a certain direction, but drops little breadcrumbs of what the reality is.
So it's like The Sixth Sense.
Yes, yes.
Very much like that, where you think you're viewing one thing and you know the storyline, and then when you get to the end, then it all makes sense. All those little bits and pieces that you saw before, it's like, I get it now.
Yeah. So along those same lines, Samsung is teaming up, and we talked about this a while back, and it appears to be becoming a reality. You know, if you ride one of these roller coaster rides, after about the third time, you know exactly what's going to happen next, and it becomes kind of boring to hop on the puke pump. And but that doesn't stop. You know, roller coasters are very popular. Well, there's a new ride called New Revolution Galactic Attack that incorporates augmented reality. So what it's going to do is that the users will have a Gear VR headset and will be able to see what's going on around them, but it will be overlaid with all kinds of things.
Right.
Parts of the ride will be entirely in VR, like drops from the top of a roller coaster lift hill. Six Flags says you'll see things like a fighter spaceship cockpit that envelops the riders into a tunnel of light. And so rather than looking at a parking lot or, you know, the structure of the ride, you're actually experiencing, while these dynamic forces are acting on your body, the sensation of being in a jet, and they program it so that the animation and the images are in sync with the G-forces that you're experiencing.
Right. So your eye, your brain, and your body are all in the same lineup, and it's, you know, if it's a puke pump, it's because, you know, you're prone to motion sickness from the motion, not necessarily because of a mismatch in the brain.
So speaking of virtual reality headsets, Facebook, of course, not long after getting dinged for close to half on $1 billion for that Giganto lawsuit that they lost, they are going to be closing the Oculus Rift demos in 200 Best Buy stores. Now, that still leaves a couple hundred, but the device, the early adopters have picked up the devices after much hype, but there's no content. And that's what needs to be driven, is visual content that will attract and retain viewership and get them to buy more stuff.
Yes, and they say that the closings of these 200 sites are due to seasonal changes. That sounds like somebody's marketing hat phraseology. What the heck does that mean, right? You know, certainly there's a holiday rush and that sort of thing. And you can still get an Oculus Rift demo at something on the order of 300 Best Buy stores in the U.S. and Canada. But, and you know, possibly that's the best way for folks to get introduced to VR is through some kind of a live demo. But you're right. Where's the content? And it will increase with time.
Now, one of the applications for virtual reality that we have talked about is meetings, classes.
Absolutely.
Now, you have been teaching some classes that to do a two-hour class put you behind the wheel for the better part of 8 hours. Well, that's not terribly efficient to have to pay a person to drive, because it's way too close to fly, but it's a couple hours by car.
Right.
They had to pay you to drive down, go into the classroom, teach the class, and drive back.
Right. And an overnight the day before.
Yeah. That isn't terribly efficient. How efficient would it be to have a virtual reality environment where these 30 or so, well, in this case, it was only about a dozen people, put on their headsets, and there you know, because listening to just an audio lesson, any instructor worth their salt gives so much body language as part of the, you know,
voice
part of the teaching experience.
Voice inflection, et cetera.
So if you were on some kind of virtual stage, and you would be able to see them, and you basically are a bunch of avatars in a virtual room, how cool is that?
Yep. Well, the only thing, and this is the feedback I get from the remote training like that I've done, is people are very reluctant to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Or they, if it's a recording, they can't ask questions.
Right.
So, you know, there should be a way to have that sort of thing, because part of that dynamic, in-person dynamic, is that you're able to answer questions.
Right. I think, though, that as it becomes more accepted, virtual meetings will become more and more the norm rather than face-to-face meetings.
Oh, if they're, you know, real-time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real-time face-to-face or real-time virtual instruction classes to reduce the amount of travel that people have to do.
It still wears you out having to teach all day like that, though. But in this case, they if that was real-time virtual stuff, great. You could have people, you know, don't have to travel to the classroom, as you say. And then they would have an opportunity to ask questions with those kinds of connections. So that works. But, you know, folks, it's slow to change. I don't know if I want to sit all day with this headset on either.
Well,
with my eyeballs
going to improve.
Focused in near. You know, near field. Make your eyeballs ache.
And things like World of Warcraft, various online games, Second Life, other sorts of virtual worlds that exist already, some of which only exist in chat rooms with text, people have been getting to know each other, and even in some cases falling in love and wanting to pursue a relationship, even though for most of that ramp-up time, they lived thousands of miles apart. Well, in a lot of towns, people have come to the conclusion that the dating pool is pretty damn shallow. So they'd like to kind of expand out a little bit. Trouble with online dating is, as you experienced and I experienced, you end up with some very interesting situation. You get kind of invested in getting to know someone, and then some little thing happens. In my case, it was sending a picture to the individual, and all communication ceased. A little ego drop there.
Yeah, well, that's...
But it did tell me all I needed to know about.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say this sort of thing is happens all the time, but...
You were shallow. I did better. You did me a favor. Anyway.
Well, in our case, it did work, but...
There was to go for long watches on the beach.
There was a lot of chaff that I had to get rid of to find the kernels, I'll tell you what.
There's a company now called a site. Now, Tinder and all these dating sites and Bumble and all that.
Who knows? There's a bunch of them out there.
There's a lot of, and God forbid, Craigslist. you could wind up in some pretty... uncomfortable situations.
Right, or unsafe situations possibly as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, The League is a dating app with an unashamed elitist attitude. Their homepage screams at you in big block letters, "Are you told your standards are too high? Keep them that way." So if you are bright and beautiful, you should forget all about Tinder and Bumble. Stick with your own brand kind of people on The League. You have to be actually vetted in order to sign up, so it's kind of like the guy at the doorway into the exclusive club, you know.
Yeah, but I want to know how they vet a person. Yeah. You know, is it via credit card? You have the money to pay for this, or is it a little test you take, or you know what? That they don't explain that here in this article.
On Valentine's Day, the League will be throwing VR blind date parties in several U.S. cities, allowing you to meet that someone special even if they're a transcontinental red eye away. So this is sort of like speed dating without having to actually drive anywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
The event will be taking place at select Westgate hotels in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boston, and D.C., Chicago. The League is calling the event Love Without Limits, being run with the support of Oculus Rift and River Studios. It says at first, now as some people have experienced, speed dating or first dates often a huge waste of time for everyone. With VR, you can see their mannerisms and appearance over the video, hear their voice, and then you kind of start getting to know each other. So if somebody catches your interest, more than just a picture, because let's face it, the pictures are often BS.
Well... Or the picture's just a picture.
Yeah. Or it could be a high school yearbook picture, and this is 25 years later.
Well, even if it's that, it doesn't give you a flavor of their, you know, how they speak or anything else.
I hooked you with some witty writing.
Well, that's true. You did. Actually, you piqued my interest before that with your At That Time radio show. Mm. So, you know, before you wrote. But the biggest thing, you know, when it comes to these things, if it's not a total disaster, consider a second encounter, whatever that might be. And because most people don't have that, you know, love at first sight, sparks, whatever. That isn't how people fall in love most of the time. In fact, I have several acquaintances who said they couldn't stand their spouse the first time they met him. And then they laugh. Because, of course, look at them now, you know.
So great article on the Next Web about this. It's called The League, and no idea on what this is going to cost for ongoing dating through the virtual reality world. So who knows? This may be a next thing. we just...
It's kind of interesting in this case, you don't get to see the whole person because both you and the person on the other end of the situation will be wearing Oculus Rift headsets, which means basically that the top half of your face is obscured, which is a little offsetting. In other words, they can't see your eyes or your eyes can't be seen. And that's always a really important thing for us socially as humans.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. But on the other hand, you know, maybe somebody is able to,
now, what
to act or whatever.
Is
but
maybe,
you know,
a 3D scan of your actual face, and although it would not be fully animated, at least you have more than just a flat picture. It is a real-time picture.
Yeah, the next generation of these things. In a lot of ways, I just view this as the next step using current changes in advances in technology and the way that we interact and the social aspects of this. It's just a reboot. It's an upgrade in what's been going on, you know, online dating or online connections or whatever, that whole genre of things. This is just another twist on it.
Well, well, well. Samsung.
Poor Samsung.
They can't get a break.
They have lots of battery problems.
A fire day before yesterday at a Samsung SDI factory, where exactly what happened has been a little bit conflicting. Samsung and the fire department at this Chinese manufacturing city are giving differing accounts of exactly how the fire started. Fire personnel said batteries on the production line were behind the incident. Samsung says it was caused by already discarded faulty batteries. This is the factory that produced batteries for the famous Note 7. And they were going to be supplying batteries for the Korean conglomerate's upcoming flagship, the Galaxy S8. This could not have been worse time.
Yeah, no kidding.
The fire called for a response with 19 fire trucks and 110 firefighters. Fire was started by lithium batteries and half-assembled products in the production workshops. No injuries reported, but this was just...
Of course, this is in addition to their washing machine disasters and various and sundry other things. But in spite of that, you know, Samsung is a huge company.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to weather
these legal issues going on.
Right. Too. But they'll probably weather this fairly well, is my guess.
Pretty spectacular. Now, nobody was hurt, thank goodness. There's a I'm looking at an article from BuzzFeed, and it's really funny. It's kind of a visual. If you go to the BuzzFeed article, it's got a soldier saying, "Sir, we're out of grenades," and he's holding a tablet in his hand, getting ready to throw it like a grenade, yelling, "Fire in the hole!"
Yeah, the commanding officer says, "Throw the Note 7."
Oh, goodness sake! So this is, there was somebody did a tweet. Samsung has announced a new product launch: the Samsung Galaxy 7 grenade.
Oh my goodness! A little tech humor there,
Lord,
yes.
Yeah. People just do not waste any time. Just nailing this stuff out. So,
well, sometimes it's deserved or it's good, you know.
We are looking forward to a release of the Galaxy 8, and of course the iPhone 8. Also, we're getting some rumors about that, and we're going to talk about those things during our next segment. But we just wanted to run down a couple of things. We're coming up on the break real quickly here, and I didn't want to get into... Oh, remember we were talking to a gentleman who was describing, you take a picture of something and it points you to a website where maybe you can buy one, something just like it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pinterest Lens Tool is shop the look and instant ideas. It lets you take a picture of any object, then search for similar items on the app, preferably where you can. So if you see somebody who has a really cool couch from like IKEA or whoever, this will, but they can't remember where they bought it. This will actually show you similar looking products. Or if there's a particular breed of dog that you've always been interested in and you can't figure out what it is.
That's pretty cool.
So this is a Pinterest Lens Tool. And a lot of and they look for these to start showing up for people who are doing home decorating.
And recognize the fact, you know, think about the technology there.
Yeah.
It has to recognize what it is and then.
And then search similar items.
Search
similar. So it's kind of like facial recognition for stuff.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
It's Boomer Tech Radio. I'm Bob. She's Brenda. We've got tech news you can use. Back with more after this.
Good, honest, reliable. More than two decades ago, an auto repair shop opened in Reading based on those simple principles. Advanced Automotive is still family-owned, continuing on with those same ideals. So simple, yet rare in today's world. Modern cars and light trucks have grown more complex in the past 20-plus years, but those founding concepts still hold just as much importance when it comes to safety, reliability, and value for your dollar. Advanced Automotive of Reading promises that your vehicle will be serviced confidently by a technician with the training and knowledge to make professional repairs. Read what your friends and neighbors have to say about Advanced Automotive by going to RepairPal.com, where you can get an instant estimate of what you can expect to pay for your service or repair. Honest work at a fair price. It's not all that complicated. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 244-4423, or stop by 5756 F West Side Road.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The Jefferson State of Mind moves to a new time beginning at 9 a.m. Sunday, February 5th. Each week, listen as Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter bring you the latest developments in the growing movement to create a 51st state. The show will focus on Second Amendment rights, equal representation, and protecting the values of those who live in the northern counties. Jefferson State of Mind, starting at a new time, 9 a.m. Sundays, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
It takes you to your place of work. It gets your kids to school, practice, recitals, and to visit friends and relatives. It takes you on your adventures, and it brings you home again safely. It's your car or light truck, and for most of us, it's our second biggest investment. So when your vehicle needs routine maintenance or major repairs, it just makes sense to go with the very best. Here in Shasta County, that means one thing: Advanced Automotive. Advanced Automotive is Redding's only shop that's listed on RepairPal.com, part of a nationwide network of shops that are regularly evaluated for superior training, guaranteed fair prices, and excellent customer reviews. And Advanced Automotive backs up their work with something you won't get anywhere else, a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Don't just take my word for it. Log on to RepairPal.com, enter your make, model, and zip code, and read what your friends and neighbors have to say. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Redding, 244-4423.
Every week we bring you all kinds of tech news that you should be able to use.
Or we hope you can use.
Hope you can use. Want to keep in touch, boomertechradio@gmail.com. Or boomertechradio.com website, or you can just write bob@kcnr1460.com. All kinds of ways to get in touch with us. So now, for those of you people who don't have a live-in weather forecaster in your home.
A resident meteorologist.
A resident meteorologist. I am blessed in this way. Facebook is now offering a weather app. Now, whether it be Facebook or whether it be Wonderground or the Weather Channel or Fred's Weather app, they all get the same information from the same place, don't they?
Pretty much. I mean, in the sense that there's only one model, there's this and that. And I'm going to pick on the Weather Channel because I know how that works. The National Weather Service actually creates a digital forecast, what they call grids. So imagine a big piece of graph paper overlaying on the landscape. And everywhere the crosshairs on the landscape are, there is a series of, there's weather data generated for each of those crosshairs. The size of the graph paper makes a difference. The box can be big or it can be little, depending on how much area you're trying to cover and this and that. Well, this information is available to you when you go to the National Weather Service and you click on a map and you go, oh, my house is about right here. You click on there and cha-ching, here comes the weather forecast for your house. There has never been a human eye on that. Mm-hmm. There's no interpretation as to its accuracy or not. And it may be good enough for you. You may find it to be very useful, and it is pretty useful.
Or but it could be Gigo.
But the weather on the 8th on the Weather Channel is never touched by a human. That is completely computer generated from digital data generated out of a model. And that's okay. And a lot of these things are that way. And a lot of these apps use the same thing. So if you're complaining about the TV weatherman on the news at night, they've got data from one source and they massage it a little bit. These apps do the same thing. So two different apps are going to give you two different answers. But it all kind of comes from the same source.
Now, one thing that like Weather Underground will factor in. They have a connected cluster of privately owned weather stations.
Correct.
And while individually these things are not scientifically accurate, if you get enough of them out there or take a couple of percentage points off,
get a very good flavor.
It gets pretty close.
Yeah, the aggregate tells you an awful lot of information.
Now, on the assumption that they're all off in, you know, by about the same amount in opposing directions, they should all balance out somewhere around reality.
I'm like the worst consumer of weather information because I don't need to watch the television news, right? So what people are doing with these apps, I really don't know. Obviously, people want to know how cold it's going to be or is it going to rain or, you know, that sort of thing. I'm not a good judge of these. I got asked the other day, oh, what's the best weather app out there? I have no clue. For one thing, there's a bazillion of them, and like any other app, what do you want that app to do? What do you want your weather app to tell you? But aside from all of that...
Now, a very good graphical representation of current conditions and expected conditions is the Dark Sky app that runs on iOS. Very clean, and I think I've shown this to you, Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it.
It's pretty simplistic, but it... Gives you the current information right up at top. It uses location services to tell me that I'm at 1300 Market Street, which is pretty close. It's mostly cloudy, 48 and falling. Tonight's low 38, tomorrow's high 59. What else do you need to know? There is a flood warning in effect, and there'll be drizzle by about 7 p.m., and then it'll clear up after 9.
That's all on a
graphical representation.
Right. And it's pretty much digitized data.
Yeah.
Or based on observations at a given location. So you can be anywhere in town. It's going to tell you there's light drizzle and 48 degrees because it's based on the airport report, probably.
Yeah. Now, there is a you've got an option here to report weather at your location. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that over time, an artificial intelligence will start saying, okay,
over here, nearby,
this is what we've got going on in these places, but this is what we think is supposed to be happening. And so it may
So you say, well, what do you need a weather forecaster, a human weather forecaster for? Because
you still need to ground truth this
we
stuff,
will
right?
beat the machine every time.
Yeah.
A good experienced forecaster will make a way better forecast than digital. But again, it depends on what you're using it for. I've never been a fan of the USA Today weather thing with the little sunny sky or the partly cloudy or the whatever. But for some people, that undoubtedly is sufficient and will work well. Facebook has a built-in weather app now. And it's not available for everybody yet. It's accessible on Android, but it's kind of hidden. iOS users have found that it can be hidden in their Facebook app's hamburger menu, which is that three-bar horizontal bar thing that's called a hamburger because there's usually three lines.
Yeah.
You have the bun, the meat, and the other bun, the other half of the bun, right? So that's why they call it a hamburger menu. And so now, you know, it'll personalize it. It's like, hello, Sam. You know, this is what's going on, and here's the forecast. So it's like an AI kind of talking to you in that respect. So, you know, another way that Facebook is trying to become your all and everything for everything. You know, your source of news, your source of weather, and all of that sort of thing. So
they want you to leave the app less and less.
Yeah.
Now, I have kind of slowly walked back towards Facebook. I had walked way away from it because of the political crap.
I got news for you. There's still plenty of that on
there. But I'm mostly ignoring that.
I post stuff
about the show.
Yeah.
I will look at the notifications, and if somebody has responded to something I've said, or somebody who I really give a damn about has something to say, I'll go look. But most of the roadkill, no.
I just skim past that stuff.
And if you're a friend of mine on Facebook and wonder why I feel this way, I'm sorry if you're offended. You know, it's just
I had to step away. No, you're not. it's one of those things. It is what it is.
Hey, we promised you a couple of teases on some iPhone stuff, and this is actually from Forbes magazine. You don't have it on your thing there, Brenda, but some observations. Let's face it, the iPhone, which really turned a lot of heads and was, you know, just sexy as hell when it came out, after 10 years, it's starting to get a little dated. We've been waiting for the last two iPhones for something new and radically different. The only radically different thing that Apple did with the iPhone was take away the headphone jack, which did basically irritate a bunch of people.
Annoyed a lot of folks.
Oh, you want to listen to music, you buy the $250 easy to lose earbuds.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't going to work. Or you have to carry around a thing that you plug into the bottom of the phone so you can plug in your old headphones. Well, the iPhone 8, among the things that are promised, now there's supposedly the next generation, and this is all speculation, and so far the speculations we have read about iPhones have been about 50-50. Would you agree with that as far as what analysts thought would be there and what actually turned out to be there?
Yeah,
about 50-50.
I would say so. That's pretty fair.
One of the best recorded iPhone prognosticators from China, from KGI Security, predicts there will be three new iPhones in this next cycle of iPhones. Two of them would be what we would call iPhone 7S upgrades, and then the all-new 10th anniversary edition iPhone 8, which is purported to have the following features. The two biggies are an OLED screen, so rather than a backlit LCD screen, iPhone, will it long last catch up with Samsung and have an OLED screen?
Which is very crisp,
Crisp, very bright, rather than shining a light through
or
a filter.
Vivid.
Yeah, it's very vivid. It will be edge-to-edge, supposedly. And then here's the big one, wireless charging, which is something that Apple has been flirting around with for a couple of years, and Samsung introduced three generations back.
Yes, had that for a while.
And I love my wireless charger. That thing is great.
The big rumor floating around with the Apple iPhone 8 is its cost.
Yeah. All this new, what's called an all-glass design and pressure-sensing modules and all that, and plus the wireless charging, plus the OLED, is going to push the price tag to right around $1,000.
Right, and it does have some software features. You know, there's a current thumbprint thing, face recognition, and some software things like that that are going to make it fairly upgraded, if you will. But it doesn't sound to me like there's really that much in this new piece of hardware that is going to be, make it radically different.
Yeah. So fans, super fans of the iPhone won't care. They will shell out because they'll be able to justify the cost to themselves. And people who just have to have the latest and greatest Apple ecosystem device will pay the price to have an iPhone.
It'll be very interesting when they start coming out what the reviews say of, you know, how is it that much different? Is it worth upgrading in price to get into that new device? What is it that you're going to be gaining by getting that deal? So, the cell phone companies that have these plans where you can upgrade your phone every 12 months or 18 months or you know, whatever the plan is, are they going to allow the iPhone 8 to be one of those that you can get into? So I don't know. That's going to be very interesting. So, of course, you pay for that over time. But I think that maybe that $1,000 price tag is going to be a little bit of a barrier. And speaking of a cell phone, is cell phone services, everybody's, you know, talks about their phone and where they can connect and who's got better signals and so on and so forth. And you're always like, well, who's your carrier type of thing? And it turns out that Verizon is not necessarily the top dog anymore in certain environments.
Yeah.
That T-Mobile is meeting up with it pretty
stuck
well.
To urban areas.
But it pretty much has. That's exactly right. And that's this is an article out of Mashable that's posted on our Flipboard page magazine that Verizon has the big advantage in availability. They still have a lot more areas where you can get Verizon over T-Mobile, but T-Mobile's service has started to match the quality, in terms of the strength of connection and the speed of the connections and that sort of thing. And AT&T was number three, putting T-Mobile and Verizon kind of on par. But again, that's largely an urban area type location that you're going to find T-Mobile.
But I would point out at this juncture with irritation that carriers in Europe, East Asia, and Canada all provide superior service in terms of speed and coverage to anything in the United States.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Good question. I think that my speculation is that the telecommunications companies are dragging their feet as long as they can,
raking in the profits.
Raking in profits, either on data caps or they're not investing in the infrastructure, hoping that the government's going to come along at some point and say, this is a necessity, and by the way, we're going to subsidize that, or we'll pay for it outright, in which case then these companies don't have to do the or the government builds the network. I don't know. And these companies can then lease space on that, and they're not responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of it type of thing, which, of course, lowers their overhead.
Well, nearly every wireless carrier up their LTE long-term evolution reach. Sprint has made strides to try to catch up. But the question still remains, why does U.S. cell phone service suck so much more than countries whose names you can't even pronounce?
Well, I have to do a little research on that question.
Well, it boils down to money and that they don't want to invest in the infrastructure, which we have been complaining about on this show for years.
At least in our local area.
Speaking of pricey things, when we went to CES in Las Vegas, one of the highlights usually of CES is the Samsung display. It's not a booth. I mean, it's the size of a house.
Oh, yeah.
Their
it's
area where they display.
It's a sizable floor space.
Yeah, it's just floor space roughly the size of a good house.
So if you're familiar with the grocery store Trader Joe's, the biggest Trader Joe's that I've been in is maybe three quarters or half the size of the Samsung booth
at a big
Consumer Electronics Show. It's huge.
Well, one of the things that they tried, but this year it was underwhelming. They didn't have the wow factor. They'd had this gigantic screen that was accomplished by having four of these new QLED TVs, quantum LED TVs, in a cluster inside of a bigger screen that was formed by projectors.
Right.
And it was impressive.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't that just
It didn't make you go,
cool.
Wow.
Right.
It was, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. that's pretty much it. It was like, oh, that's interesting, and that's pretty neat. And, you know, it's not something you could have in your house, whereas 4 years ago when we went, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 4 years ago, when we went, they had this really cool mechanical display where
the screens were
big flat screens were rising and lowering and turning. It was really impressive. Yeah. It was really neat. It almost had a steampunk feel to it in a lot of ways. And then the one we had seen before that was really impressive. And there they used projectors, but it was still really interesting. Yeah. And for the time, it was a major wow factor. But this time, it was pretty subdued and quiet. Well, you know, it probably didn't cost them nearly as much money as some of their booths have.
One of the product they were pushing, though, of course, is what they call a QLED TV, which was supposedly use quantum dots. Now, they're not really quantum energy dots. I mean, that's Star Trek stuff, and it doesn't quite exist yet. But they are extremely small dots. And, of course, with smaller dots, you can pack more of them into a given space and come up with higher resolution. That higher resolution comes at a cost. Samsung, Amazon, and Best Buy have opened up the pre-orders for those TVs. The series starts at $2,500 for the 55-inch 4K model, and $6,000 for the 75-inch size.
That's huge.
Yeah. If you want to go curved, which is good if you've got one or two people watching the television. If you're one person watching a 75-inch television all by yourself, your life is sad. $3,500 for a 55-inch and about $5,000.
You're terrible.
Yeah. The pricing is not out yet for the Q9 flagship model.
Okay, before you freak out about these prices, this is
the high-end stuff.
Right, and every time you have a new technology comes out that's considered high-end, these are the kind of prices you have. Okay, so I always waited for a computer to come down in price, right? But when you went and looked at the newer models of computer, you were always somewhere in the $1,200 to $1,500 range for a while. And that include that, you know, wasn't just the CPU, it was the monitor and everything. And all of those technologies were always improving, but the newest and greatest always stayed about at the same price point. So I was always looking for something that was cheaper, but then you didn't get the performance. And this is the same kind of thing. Until this becomes fairly common and how most sets are, then these are going to remain high-end products and be fairly pricey. The first system you put in somebody's house that was $10,000.
Yeah, it was a 40-inch plasma mounted high on the wall in the bedroom.
40 inches, mind you.
It was $20,000.
Yeah. So,
but
hello.
It was radically different from what it was an early adopter
exactly.
situation. Nobody else had one of these things. The first one we'd ever seen.
It was high end at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, can you even find a plasma screen?
No, nobody is selling plasmas anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So, just wait a while. And the price of this very vivid large screens will come down to where that's pretty much what everybody has. And then, of course, you can always wait until just before the Super Bowl to get the best prices on everything, anytime.
Yep.
When it comes to televisions.
There were a couple of really good deals out there.
Yeah.
So, moving on to a story from Engadget, there is, in fact, an app for that. For the first time, an app that monitors fertility via algorithms has been officially certified for contraception use. Usually these sorts of things, there's a name for the people who rely on these things to avoid pregnancy. It's called parents. Germany's Department of Health has approved the mobile Natural Cycles app, meaning
that
it can now be prescribed by doctors in Europe and the UK instead of the pill, condoms, or IUDs.
So that part about parents was not in the article, I want to point out. That was Bob's additional commentary.
It works in a similar way to what's known as the rhythm method, telling women how fertile they are and therefore when they can have sex with little risk of getting pregnant.
Yeah.
The app costs, if I'm doing the calculations correctly, about $12 a month. £6.99.
Yeah, one and a half times is usually what I do. Seven times one and a half.
About 100,000 women in the UK are using the device. It works on a fairly simple principle. During ovulation, the women's body temperature goes up by about half a degree.
Right.
Now, if you're trying to read this on a stick thermometer...
Yeah, that's tough. You could do it digitally.
Yeah, but as we have discovered, you know, the new digital thermometers are much more accurate down to the fraction of a degree. You take your readings for and you record when the cycle starts and ends and things like that, and it develops your patterns, and then it can predict accurately when you are likely to be fertile.
Yep. Well, you know, this is just a modern adaptation or a high-tech solution to that same thing, that same methodology that's been around, but it allows you to track things. And then the thermometer that you use, it, you know, kind of customizes it to you as a person. So it'll look for your patterns in that way. Cause of course everybody's a little bit different. So it's kind of a neat idea in a lot of ways.
Well, the manufacturer does say that it is not for everyone. A device that monitors these temperatures is fallible. Women don't always ovulate on a precise schedule.
Right. And I'm sure there's a thing about there that, you know, they don't guarantee that it's 100%. So even if it says it's a day that you're not fertile, you may be, and we take no responsibility for anything that might happen.
The fail rate is about 7 per 100. If you want to think about it, that's not the world's greatest odds. It is about the same odds as, say, like a condom or something like that.
Well, I don't know.
Far less than, say, a pill or an implant or one of those methods. But for women who have a problem with those four.
Not as effective. Yeah. You mean as the pill.
It is not as effective as the pill. But some people, for health or religious reasons...
Do not or cannot
use these artificial means of contraception. Yeah. So this actually satisfies that need for a non-interfering... you just time your days. You say, you can today, or... Honey, hurry home.
There you go. I think it's pretty cool, though, that have an app to track that sort of thing. It does make it a little bit easier. And if you forget where you are, you miss a day or something like that, then it probably helps with that sort of thing.
Yep. Finally, as we get towards the end of the show here, got to share this one. A Frenchman is suing Uber for $48 million. He claims that a technical problem with the app informed his wife of his movements.
However, the French are, you know, okay, back in the day when President Bill Clinton was up to his nefarious activities with Monica, the French president said, "What's the big deal?"
Yeah.
Their assumption is that a person in that position would be engaging in like activities.
The businessman says a bug allowed others to view his comings and goings. His wife knew exactly where he was when. Apparently, he wasn't where he was supposed to be. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe. Be good to each other.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work, something that's earned Advanced Automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers rounding up people in large numbers around the country as part of a stepped-up enforcement under President Trump. Los Angeles immigration attorney Nelson Castillo tells KNBC-TV he thinks it's wrong for officers to pick up people with no criminal record.
The government must and should have a category of individuals as to whom they prioritize for enforcement and not go after those low-hanging fruits of individuals that perhaps have just been lawfully living in the United States.
But Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says ICE agents are only enforcing existing laws.
If there are laws on the books that are bad laws, then change them. But people like me, CVP, ICE, local law enforcement, we have no